Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the child of Devaki was attracted and transferred into the womb of Rohini by Yogamaya, Devaki seemed to have miscarriage. Thus all the inhabitants of the palace loudly lamented a loss. Devaki has lost her child. Purport. All the inhabitants of palace, including Kansa, when everyone lamented, Kansa joined in compassion, thinking that perhaps because of drugs or some other external means, Devaki had undergone this abortion. The real story of what happened after Yogamaya attracted the child of Devaki into the womb of Rohini in the 7th month of Rohini's pregnancy is described as follow in the Harivansh. At midnight, while Rohini was deeply sleeping, she experienced as if in a dream that she had undergone a miscarriage. After some time, when she awoke, she saw that this had indeed happened, and she was in great anxiety. But Yogamaya then informed her, O auspicious lady, your child is now being replaced. I am attracting a child from the womb of Devaki, and therefore your child will be known as Sankarshanam. The word Yognidra is significant. When one is spiritually reconnected through the self-realization, one regards his material life as having been like a dream. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ya nisha sarbhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashyatto mune. What is night for all beings is a time for awakening of the self-controlled. And the time of awakening for all beings is a night for the introspective sage. The stage of self-realization is called Yoga Nidra. All material activities appear to be a dream when one is spiritually awakened. Thus Yoga Nidra may be experienced. Thus Yoga Nidra may be explained to the Yoga Maya. Om Agyante Mirindasya Gananjana Sharlaka Chakshuna Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Butle Swam Rupadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshma Giriraj Swamnita Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshma Bhakti Vedanta Swamnita Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschadeshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskrit Nirmcham Nirvatnam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Dirit Vancha Kalpatra Vishripa Sindhu Vibhacha Patita Nam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Kans was told that he will be killed by the 8th son of Devaki. And even he already killed 6 children of Devaki. Of course, these 6 children are Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Ahankar, Matsarata. They were actually 6 demons who came in the womb of Devaki. And through Kansa, Krishna killed these demons. He made the appropriate place for Devaki. Then Balramji, first expansion of Krishna, he appears. Now, Balram is transferred because Balram is arranging, like Prabhupada explains that when everything is Balramji, the temple, the tadya, the paraphernalia, soul expansion of is Balramji. He make arrangement for Krishna. Now Krishna is appearing, he is making arrangement in the womb of Devaki. Now Balramji has already appeared. Now if he has appeared, then he even could kill. But he's transformed, his womb was transferred. Devaki was 7 months pregnant at that time. Child was just about to appear very soon. Now, with the yoga maya, Lord Krishna performs his pastimes. His pastimes are divyam, they are divine. Whatever we do in this life, we are conditioned souls. We are forced to do this. We are forced to sleep. We are forced to eat. We are forced to defend. We are forced. We are not free. Our body is made of pus, urine and stool. And the proof of that is, moment you die, immediately the fluids start coming from your body, from all the holes of the body. Here the death is hidden in this part of the world. Moment somebody dies, they put in a coffin. You don't see. But in India, moment you die, immediately, they don't send you for, you know, hospitals and, you know, in mortuary or something. Immediately you die, you have to cremate the body. Immediately they cover the holes of the body with the cotton buds. You know, they take cotton and they cover all the holes of the dead body. That's the first thing they do. Because the body starts leaking all the products from the holes. Through all the 9 holes, it starts leaking. And then immediately starts smelling. This is the real body. It starts smell immediately. We take bath, shower, whatever. But the still, there is some body odor. That's why devatas don't like human body. When Trishanku went, when Vishwamitra with his mystic power, Vishwamitra was very powerful. He prayed to Vishwamitra, send me to the heavenly planet. I love my body. Please send me with this body to the heavenly planet. Vishwamitra, the guru of Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra went to Vishishta Muni Ashram as a Gurukul to learn. But Vishwamitra was the guru. He was the guru of even this Dashrath Maharaj. And he's the one who prayed. He said, Trishanku said, please Vishwamitra, Vishishta is not sending me. I don't want to leave this body. Send me with this body to the heavenly planet. And Vishwamitra was such a powerful yogi. He immediately said, Trishanku. And when he said, Trishanku, I'm sorry, I'm come to this. But it's very important to explain how Krishna's pastimes are divine. So when he sent Trishanku to the heavenly planet, the heavenly planet is still in the material world. It's not a spiritual body. Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, their body is still material. But their body is so spirit to us, their body has got natural fragrance. But when human body for them is like very bad odor, they said, oh, some human is around here. This is what the Indra said, oh, hang on. Who is here on the heavenly planet? Oh, some human has come up. Human? Where is the human? Oh, we can't. Oh, it's very bad odor. This is how our body is. And then immediately when they said, Trishanku, oh, what are you doing here to the heavenly planet? Oh, I have sent by my guru, Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra is so powerful. Oh, guru sent you? You're Vishwamitra? Throw him down from the heavenly planet. So they threw him. When they threw him, he was upside down falling to the earth. Upside down. He's calling, oh Vishwamitra, Vishwamitra, save me, save me. And Vishwamitra said, oh, so they threw you down? Stay there wherever you are. See how powerful Vishwamitra was. These days, yogis, gurus, they are just very bogus. They can't do anything.
Just misleading people. This is real yogi. He held him right in the mid-air. When he held him in the mid-air, he had so much power. He said, oh, they've thrown you down? No problem. I'll create a heaven for you. Can you imagine how powerful Vishwamitra is? He created the entire heavenly planet for Trishanku, including the inhabitants in the heavenly planet. This was powerful Vishwamitra. But even then, this is all material. All made of kapha, pitta and vayu. What is the verse? Bhumi rapunalo vayu, khammanu udrev, ankariti me binna prakriti yashtada. Earth, water, air, fire, ether. Five elements. Man, buddhi, ankar. Mind, intelligence, false ego. The whole thing in the material world is controlled by Durga Devi. But Krishna is not controlled by Durga Devi. Krishna is not controlled by this material energy. Rather, Krishna says, Maya Dakshina Prakrati, this material nature is working under me. This Maya, which we are. So then when Krishna comes sometime, Mayavadis, they cannot grasp, they cannot think. They think that Krishna's pastimes are like one of us. Oh, Krishna is dancing with the gopis. Krishna is dancing with the gopas. Oh, he's doing the same, eating and sleeping. What is Krishna doing? He's just like one of us. He's in a Maya. So they think some light is above Krishna. They think some light is above Krishna. And Krishna is like, when he comes, that light comes, then he takes the form of Krishna. This is their conception. And Krishna has already refuted these points. He knew. These points that Krishna, people will think that I am a light. People will think I have got no form. That's why he says in Bhagavad Gita, he refuted these points. He said, Maya Dakshina Prakrati, this whole world is working under me. Matta Partharam Nanyat Kinchi Dasti Tananjaya. There is no tooth spared to me. Then not only this, Krishna says, Avaktam Vakti Mahaparat Manate Mama Buddhaya. People who are less intelligent, Abuddhaya, less intelligence. They are thinking I was impersonal before. And now I have taken this form. No. Brahmanoi Pratishtaham. No. I am the source to everything, Krishna says. I am the source to the material world and I am source to the spiritual world. Now these spiritual activities which Krishna says, then he explains, Janam Karam Chame Divyam. They are divyam. They are divine. Don't think these activities are like people of this mortal world. And then Krishna with his yoga maya. Prabhupada give example like a king goes to the prison. He visiting a prison house, but he's not one of the prisoners. So Krishna come and shows us Putranai, Sadhuna, Vinashayacha, Dushkritam. Krishna come to show us. You want to come to me? You want to know what is Vaikuntha planet? Let me come and show you. And then he performed these activities for devotees. And he performs such a wonderful activities which cannot be done by anybody. One of the activities he done, you know, that in Vrindavan, Krishna mean Vrindavan, extraordinary activities, such a blissful, Atma Ramsha Munyo Nindrakanthya Upi Urukarma. Even who are the liberated souls, they are attracted to this Krishna's pastime. They are such a beautiful pastimes. Krishna, now here, in this pastimes, Krishna reigned Balramji with the yoga maya to come from one womb and go into another womb. Somebody may think it's a fairy tale. How can that be? Sometime when we talk that Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, on the tip of his little finger, How can that be? But Prabhupada is so great. When I was a child, these stories, this is the benefit of taking birth in India. Even child, when you are even 3, 4, 5 years old child, ordinary in Hindu house, not even a devotees. So these stories are always told. You think, yes, Krishna lifted. You just believe it. But how scientifically Krishna done it, that we did not understood. I could not understood this. Our child, I used to think, I remember, when I was a very little child, about 3, 4, 5, and there was Muslim graves were there nearby, near our house. And the children used to say, oh, the ghosts live there. So whenever we would walk into the street, always think the ghosts are there, and the Putna lives there. That's what we used to think. Putna lives there. So Putna is there, and then we used to think of Krishna. So Krishna killing Putna in the graveyard of Muslims. That's what we used to think. But yes, we used to think, but we scientifically did not understand how Krishna had done these pastimes. When I was reading Bhagavatam, and then one day I was listening lecture of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada explained so simple scientifically. He said it is not a great deal for Krishna to lift a mountain. And then Prabhupada said, what is big deal about Krishna? Krishna make the law of gravitation. Whatever is there, everything falls to the ground. That's the law of gravitation. And for Krishna, he pulled the gravitation law because he's God and he lifted. So simple. Isn't it? He put the gravitation law. You see, they're called gravitation law in Hindi is called Gurutvakarshan. Akarshan means attraction. Sankarshan, coming from the womb to another. Gurutvakarshan, it is falling on the ground. The Gurutvakarshan, Akarshan, Sankarshan, the coming from one womb to another womb, for Krishna is very easy. And he done this trick with the Yoga Maya, not with the Mahamaya. And under the Yoga Maya, because Vrindavan Vasis, they did not know Krishna. They didn't want to know Krishna is God. So Krishna hide himself with the Yoga Maya. They think Krishna, they don't care about Krishna is God. They are climbing on the back of Krishna. They are playing with Krishna. And the Yoga Maya, the elderly gopi, Yoga Maya is the most elderly gopi. Her name is Puranamasi in Vrindavan Leela. And even Yashoda Maya used to take advice from this Puranamasi. This temple is in, if you go, the deity is in Radha Govindji temple in Vrindavan of Yoga Maya. If somebody wants blessings of Yoga Maya. So Krishna performed these pastimes in Vrindavan with the Yoga Maya, climbing. They were climbing on the back of Krishna. They were calling Krishna, you're a thief. And the cows and the calves and the young girls and the married girls, unmarried girls, the old gopis. Everybody was thinking one thing, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna and Krishna and nothing else but Krishna. For them, Krishna is not God. For them, it's just Krishna. But he is such a beauty, everybody is attracted to Krishna. Now this attraction to Krishna, he loves. They say, Krishna, Krishna. Everybody is calling Krishna, Krishna. These are the names of Krishna. And Krishna is reciprocating. He's calling names. It's like us. Somebody is called. Say Sutapa is going to the book distribution and there's such a crowd and somebody calls Sutapa. And immediately he looks, oh, who is calling me? Moment you call, oh, who is calling me? One reciprocate, because everyone likes to call their name. Moment you call their name, they reciprocate. Oh, he's calling my name? Let me see who is calling my name. And as you call, that same way you react. Isn't it? Very, very, very common sense. You call name, somebody calls in angrily. Oi, what are you doing? Like in India, they don't call your name nicely. They call, oi, oi, Come here. You know that in India. Have you heard like that? There's one name is very famous. Oi. That's how it is. Then they say, yeah, what do you want? Here you say, what do you want? No. And over there, it's different sometimes, you know, not all the time, I mean, you know. So my sister may be listening on the Mayapur TV, say, are you calling India like oi? She may be upset. But it's not. We call. As we call, we reciprocate. So when we call in Krishna, Krishna, and immediately Krishna thinks, oh, somebody is calling me. Who is calling me? This is the name. This is attraction. When we, the whole thing of philosophy of Krishna consciousness is we calling him Krishna, Krishna, and Krishna is reciprocating. If you meditate about somebody in the mind, you think, yes, Krishna is God, but then reciprocation is that way. But when you're calling with love, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, we're calling Krishna's names. When you're calling Krishna, Krishna reciprocates, oh, he's calling me, let me reciprocate with him. Now reciprocate with him, now what happens is, we have to be attentive hearing Krishna. I'm calling, but I have to hear. You know, the Buddhist monk, Dalai Lama Ji, he said one thing. He said, when you speak, you will speak what you know. And if you hear, you might learn something new. Very nice statement. Listening is very important. My Guru Maharaj, Giray Swami, His Holiness Giray Swami, he told me, he said, you can preach better if you listen nicely. The first thing is listening. Now, when we listen, then we can grasp. We have to grasp. Now, how we became Krishna conscious? We listen. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. He said, okay, fair enough. Prabhupada said even one lecture. He said, we are telling people, chant, chant, chant. And people are saying, can't, can't, can't. Isn't it? We chant. And when we chant Krishna, Krishna, and then we have to listen the name of Krishna. But the name of Krishna is Krishna himself. And then we have to listen Krishna. Now how Krishna? So we have to be attentive. When we chant Krishna's names, we have to be attentive. And then we listen, we have to be attentive. I was just on in our mentorship meeting few days ago, I told, Dhanudhar Prabhu was there, isn't it? I told on that day, I said, how many times when you chant, when you put your tilak on, how many times you just ritualistically put the tilak on? Om Keshwana, Om Rana, Om Advaina, Om Govindana, Om... That's it, done. You put 12 tilak. But matter of fact, it is not simply a ritual. It's a meditation. When you take a shower, you come to your room, you meditate on these names. You're putting 12 places onto your body. It's a temple. You're asking Lord to reside. You concentrate Om Keshavaya Namaha. You think of Keshava. You're asking. You. It's not just a ritual. Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayana Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha. This is what is called super fast train. It doesn't work that way. Where are you running? Meditate on these words. Meditate on this meditation. This is what it is. The meditation means think of it. Smaranam. Sharanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So we have to smaran. We have to think of Krishna's pastimes. And that think of come when we are attentively hearing. And the hearing will come when Krishna is speaking. We have to hear. And Krishna spoke through what? Bhagavad Gita. You give example, isn't it? Lots of devotees when they distribute books. Krishna is speaking through Bhagavad Gita. Now the whole chanting we are doing every day is a blissful. Actually, the taste comes when you chant, you know, more. 16 round is not... It's just a very basic. 16 round is just, You know, Prabhupada always said, say minimum 16 rounds. Okay, no less. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant 100,000 names of Krishna. Not any other names, Krishna's names. Sometime, you know, in Hindus, sometime we think, yes, we can, we are chanting God's name, okay, we can chant any names. God names are recommended. So for them, God can be anything. But no, particularly mentioned Harir Naam I Kevalam, Hari, name of Vishnu, name of Krishna, Harir Naam, He Kevalam, Kalo Nastev, 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 Gatir Anyatha. There is no other way. For liberation, to deliver oneself, accept Kale Doshni De Rajan Hasti Ek Mahanuguna. There is only one good quality in Kali Yuga. No any other qualities. He told Prikshit, he said, Prikshit, Kale Doshni De Rajan Eko Mahanuguna. Only one good quality. And what is the good quality? Kitna Deva Krishna's Muksanga Prambrajit. Simply do the kirtan of Krishna. Not any other kirtan. Not Durga kirtan. Yes. Offer respect because Durga Devi is very powerful. But kirtan is recommended of Krishna. Kirtna Deva Krishnasya. I was in Vrindavan about month and a half ago. The point came to my mind was that we are chanting this Krishna's names. We are trying to chant whatever, 16 minimum, you should chant more, as much possible. If you come to lots of devotees in Vrindavan, lots of devotees are chanting 100,000 names. Actually, main is 58 malas. Sometimes we say 64. If you mathematically calculate, it comes to 58. So if you have 58 malas, that means you have chanted 100,000 names. And Vrindavan, lots of devotees are doing. Vrindavan means chanting. Now we are calling Krishna, Krishna, and Krishna is reciprocating. So when you see, you dance with Krishna. One can chant. When we chant purely, we dance with Krishna. We eat with Krishna. We play with Krishna. But the whole activity is just to chant only once at the time of death. One name only. We're working for one name only. Simply one naam. Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gokulan ji ki jai. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Gaunitai ji ki jai. So this beautiful, the whole process is to chant at the time of death. Antakale mame muktavas klevaram. At the time of leaving body, Krishna is recommending chant his name. At the time of death, call Krishna. There was one devotee told me just recently, he went to the hospital. Just recent, about few months ago, here in London, one English lady, she was crying. She was telling the staff that who are these people? She could see the ghosts, you know, the Yamdutas. So she was seeing and she was screaming and crying. And luckily, this devotee, he was doing the service, you know, he was nursing or whatever his profession is here. So then luckily he was there. Nobody was, staff was not believing him because they don't know the knowledge. So they were not believing. There must be, she's hallucinating, she's whatever she's speaking, you know, they were not bothered. Then he realized, she said, she came and she called, he was just passing by and he understood. He said, what happened to you? What's the matter? He said, who are these people? They are very frightening people. I'm so frightened, I'm so afraid, nobody's helping me. He said, don't worry. He uses intelligence. He said, look, I am here, my name is Krishna. So whenever they come, you call me. Whenever they come, you call me. And he said, oh. He said, so now tell me, what is my name? She said, Krishna. So he said, whenever they come, you call me. I will be there for you straight away.
So she said, oh. And she said, oh, Krishna. And then he said, yes, what, are you okay? Now, yeah, they go away. And I call your name, they go away. So this is the power of Krishna. She hasn't performed any devotional service in her whole life. But some skritivan, some skriti she done in her previous birth, the whole life she may have lived as a sinful lady. But at the time of death, somehow or other, Krishna arranged a devotee to go nearby. And just told her that whenever they come, you call my name, Krishna. That's it. And that's it. After day or so, after one day or next day, she actually died. She might call Krishna. Krishna names are so powerful. There is, anybody know devotee Rangarani? Somebody knows here? She's from Iran. You were there with us when you were doing the program. I met a very wonderful devotee. I had her association yesterday. We both, my wife and me, went to drop her to her house. So we were talking. And she born in a Muslim family. She was in Iran, where you can't even practice Krishna consciousness. And somehow there she was in some yoga club. Somebody gave her some DVD about yoga. At the end of, it must be done by a devotee. At the end, there was one mantra, lyric was there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this mantra was only sung twice in the DVD. So she had, she did not know what it is. So when she put it, when she heard, it looked so beautiful. And she started singing it. Now she got no clue what Krishna is. She don't know what it is, spiritual or it is material. She said this is some sort of Indian song. And now when she said Indian song, and then she had a, now the children are grown up. She's preaching very good. She's a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj now. And she's preaching very nicely there. So she didn't know. So she would tell her children, small children, 3 years old, 4 years old. Every night she would put them to bed, and then she would say only twice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. She said, she did not know how to sing. She only knew that this is a singing. So she said, she will sing in a lyric. And she kept doing this. She had done this for 5 years. Without knowing what this is. For 5 years she chanted every night, without fail, to her children. And even children knew this song. And one day she went to somebody invited her, some yoga class or something, and these devotees, they were talking about, oh, nice class. She said, what is nice class? She said, no, this is nice class. So she could not figure it out, what is nice class they are talking about. It's a devotee language, you know. Oh, Prabhu, nice class. Prabhu, you gave horrible class. Or something, you know. But you know, name and fame, they all comes together. Tulya ninda astatir moni santushti yena kena chit. Tulya is first. Tula. Ninda is first. Tula ninda astatir moni. Krishna says, sometimes you are praised, but praise word he used after. Krishna used this word. You remember, these are the very, very, you know, these things Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita, they have got very deep meaning in there. Stuti comes after. If somebody comes, oh, Sutapa, you're very nice, you know, you're done. This is stuti. Oh, you've done nice book distribution. This is stuti. But stuti come after, first come ninda. Ninda means criticism. So anyway, she went there, devotee language, a nice class, so she could not figure it out. They were not telling her because they were hidden in Iran, Muslim country. Otherwise, they don't want to tell we are talking about Krishna in Iran. So anyway, one day she realized this is where they are doing the program. Some sort of yoga, they are doing some sort of yoga, but they are not telling what yoga they are doing. So they use word yoga, but they were not doing yoga. They were not physically doing yoga, like breathing exercise. They kept a club over there in Iran, yoga club.
Then she went, and some other she knew. Moment she went to the complex, she heard a beautiful singing in the complex. Moment she went to the door, she knocked the door, and inside the flat, they were actually doing a nice kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Moment she heard this 16 words, which she had been chanting for 5 years, she was in tears. She said, "What is this?" And moment she opened the door, and then she reciprocated, and she said, whole class, she was just crying. This is the power of Krishna's names. So we should simply chant Krishna's names. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, Jiva Jago, what is that verse? Hold on. What is that? Jiva Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pisha Chira Kole. He says, translation, he said, Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? Get up, wake up. So we should, in the material nature, there is no point wasting our precious life of human being simply thinking about, comforts or discomforts of the life. These are part of life. Sometimes we are comfortable, sometimes we are not comfortable, sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are not. Yesterday he was coming, Nandan was coming, and he had an accident on the motorway. I told him, he's a devotee, you're not taking enough sleeping, you're not resting. You're preaching too much, you're traveling too much. But now these moments can come. But what is the point? Does not matter. They say, you heard the example? Don't try to be comfortable on the bridge. You know, when you're crossing a bridge on a river, I give this example, the bridge is to cross. And when you're on the, sometimes the bridge can be very comfortable. You can have a nice bridge. When you have a nice bridge, but that does not mean you say, oh, this bridge is very nice, let me stay here now forever. No, you don't. Sometimes the bridge may be very uncomfortable, very fragile, very dangerous bridge. But then what you have to do is, there is no point of complaining about the bridge, oh, bridge is not right, let me fix the bridge now. Okay, whatever, the fix it, let the person, whoever, government fix it. Your job is to just cross the bridge. Cross it. Bridge is good, or bridge is not good. Bridge is comfortable, bridge is not comfortable. Bridge is simply to cross. So this, our human form of life, it does not matter. If you are happy, if you are not happy, if you are comfortable, if you are not comfortable. What is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings? Sukhe dukhe bhulo nahi, sada hari bhulo. Keep going on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because the whole thing of life is simply the love of Krishna, simply Krishna. For us, only Krishna. It does not matter. We live here, or we live there, or we live wherever we live. We only need one thing, the Vrindavan Krishna, Vrindavan Chandra Krishna. The Gokulnanda of Braj Krishna. So this is our goal. Our goal is simply Krishna. We don't want anything else. We don't want mukti. We don't want bhakti, bhukti. We don't want material benefit. We want Krishna. This is when at Gudri Gyan. You know, anybody been to Gudri Gyan in Vrindavan? You didn't go? Okay, there's a place just behind... Who went to Gopeshwar Mahadev temple in Vrindavan? Lift your hands up. Yeah. So Gopeshwar Mahadev temple, when next time you go, the Gopeshwar Mahadev temple, and then there's a little alleyway. So go through the alleyway. When you go through the alleyway, there's a nice park over there. And that park is called Gudri Gyan. The Gudri mean actually not. Gudri mean, like this is Gudri, when people take this shawl, and they put something in there, and then they make the knot. when they make the knot, like Sudama was taking rice, this is called gudri. Guthli or gudri. Then the gudri is called gyan. The potli of gyan. And that place is called gyan gudri. Why is it called gyan gudri? Because when Uddhava went there, he was gyani. Krishna said, you are a gyani, forget about your gyan. You are a meditator, forget about your meditation. What should I do? Go to Vrindavan. And when Uddhava went to Vrindavan, he was a gyani, he was a meditator. Meditating on personal, he was new Krishna. When he went over there, he said, oh, I got knowledge. I know all knowledge. I'm a gyani. The moment he went to Vrindavan, at this is a spot, Gudri Gyan, where he met gopis. When he saw the condition of gopis, he said, oh, what I was doing with my Krishna. Krishna put him on the right path. He said, forget about everything. When he saw the gopis, he said, oh, let me become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. I don't want liberation. I don't want anything. Forget about this, all this gyan. Just let me become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. So let these gopis and the devotees step on my head every day. And that's why it is called Gudri Gyan. The gyan is hidden. Raj Vidya Raj Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. It's the topmost gyan, which gyanis are attracted even. That's why it says, some other time I will speak on this chapter. It's a beautiful chapter, even the seventh chapter of Bhagavatam, when it starts. But in there he said one thing is, Atma Ram Shamunyo Nrindhati Up Urkarma. So even liberated souls, they are attracted to this love of Krishna. So we are so fortunate. We cannot pay our debt to Prabhupada. That this Gudri Gyan, the treasure of Krishna, which is beyond liberation, it is given to people like us who are just rotting in this material world. And it is Prabhupada who is, without Prabhupada, would not be possible. I don't think so it will be possible. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu arranged Prabhupada for us. And now we should not miss this chance. Don't miss this chance. Don't miss in the politics. Don't miss in the whatever it is. Just simply perform devotional service. In the temple, outside the temple, comfortable in the temple, not comfortable. Just continue the service. Prabhupada said, don't leave devotional service. Because it's a very big treasure he has given to us. So we can experience when we chant sincerely in the association of devotees, listen Prabhupada lectures, and read his books constantly, and practice. And whatever little we are practicing, and let us share with others. That's all it is. This is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Go Premanand. Anybody like to ask any question?